Blake and Diva in the morning. You thought it was a great date, but now you're getting blown off. Find out why with Blake and Diva. It's Blown Off on Coast 93.1.
Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good.
You'd be better if you weren't talking to us right now.
Well, maybe so.
Yeah. Well, give us, before we get Lori on, we did get Lori to agree to come on, so that's the good news.
Okay.
Just give us the background so we kind of know.
Okay. First of all, we met online, and we talked for about, maybe a week or so off and on, and then we agreed to meet up and went to Mast Landing, which is a favorite place of mine. And, you know, it was just such a relaxed, just really chill, had some beers, and we laughed, and we had a great time. And, you know, we talked about just a lot of stuff.
Right.
Like, we both like to travel, and we talked about that. So it went really well, and, it was a couple hours or so, and at the end, we just said, you know what, let's make a plan and meet up again soon. And we hugged goodbye, and but she hasn't responded since. I'm just kind of wondering what's up. That's all.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we did get Lori to agree to come on, so why don't we go right to her, okay?
Okay.
Hi. Hi, Ryan.
Hi. How are you, Lori?
I'm good.
So
good.
How are you?
Here you go.
You did have a nice time, right? Like, you stayed for a couple hours. It sounds like you did have a nice time on the date.
Oh, yeah, the date was great. We had a good time. We just hung out at Mast Landing, and time flew by, and beers flew by, and we talked about everything, pretty much. Well, not everything, but, you know, our jobs and travel. And
what? So was it something that happened on the, you know, why the disappearance? It sounds like it was you guys had a nice time.
I guess it came out in the conversation. His profile said that he worked in healthcare. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, naturally I was thinking maybe he was, a doctor or a nurse or a physical therapist or something. Something that he worked in a hospital or a clinic or a doctor's office or someplace. And through the course of the date, I found out what he really does. I just got totally skeeved out.
Oh, geez.
Okay.
He's a massage person.
Mm. Okay.
He gives massages to people, mostly women, and like nearly naked women, I imagine. And the more I thought about that, the more I just got skeeved out.
Okay. Let me just jump in for a second and just say, Lori, I work in wellness, and you mentioned physical therapy. You know, you thought I might be in that. That's kind of exactly what I do. You know, yes, I am a massage therapist. You know, it's not like I work in some sketchy, you know, parlor, you know, massage parlor or something like that. You know, and you know, it's kind of weird. I'm a professional. That's my job.
Wait, would that be a deal breaker for you?
I don't know. I guess it is, because the more I think about it, I imagine Ryan, who's a pretty good looking guy. Okay. Mm-hmm. I imagine Ryan at work. Okay. With mostly naked women all over the place, and he's rubbing on them, and he's concentrating on their bodies, and he's touching their booty, and I don't know, does he find him attractive? Is he comparing them to me? Is that what our relationship would be like?
Wow.
I don't know. I just don't know.
Hold on. I am a professional, like I said. I love what I do, and I love, you know, helping people feel better, and that's what I do. And I don't know. You know, most women I've dated in the past kind of love that I give massages, actually, and have taken advantage of that and said, ew, my neck's hurting or my back's
yeah.
hurting.
That's what I would
Hello.
Think. I'd be like, well,
I'm right in there.
Where do I sign up first?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And you know,
yeah,
I have good hands.
But you're touching a whole lot of different women. all the time.
Right, but this isn't like a professional.
I'm a posh man as well, you know.
Right, exactly. Which doesn't, but it doesn't make him gay.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's at a clinic or like at a
spa.
At a spa or something, right?
I work at several spas actually, and I also work out of my home.
What?
Well, I do have
so you're coming to your house, your own house, for private massages? Really?
Well, yeah, really. I have a second bedroom that I've turned into a studio. You know, some clients prefer not to go to a spa. They feel like they're paying extra money for, you know, bells and whistles that they don't need. They just need their massage. And I'm sensitive to that. It's not unusual. And I've had men and women in there, by the way. And, you know, and look, they can tell from my demeanor that this is not some kind of, shady kind of thing.
Right.
You know?
I'm sure there have been clients before, whether they're female or male, who yeah. do find you attractive, but it's still a professional thing.
Right.
Look, maybe my looks kind of help me get clients. But you know, if they want it to go, you know, into another realm or area, I make it quite clear that's not what this is. And,
right.
And, you know, maybe someone else might do that, but I don't.
So, yeah. Lori, it sounds like to me you already kind of made up your mind, but
I just don't think I'd be comfortable with a boyfriend who does that, like, all the time.
Ryan, what's your take? I mean, is this something that's ever been brought up before on a date?
Yes. Yes. And it is, you know, I'm in a business where I'm putting hands, you know, hands on bodies. And and I can't help it, but I'm also putting elbows and fists. And, you know, it's not unusual, and I'm sorry that Lori feels this way. And maybe Lori, maybe you should let me, give you a 90-minute massage and see how you feel about it. Decide if this is something you don't want to have at your beck and call.
That's kind of a good pitch, right. Lori.
If she says no, I'm yeah. so in there.
No, it wasn't an offer for you.
Okay,
it's not.
Sorry.
It's non-transferable, non-refundable.
Well, Eva's welcome too, and so are you.
Leave it to Eva to somehow get a free thing out of blown off. Well, I'll say, you know, Lori, we don't need you to answer right now. I feel bad putting you on the spot, but you know, it might be something to have a second thought about, you know?
I'll think about it. I had a really good date.
Yeah.
That was a good time.
Thanks both of you for coming on, Ryan for reaching out, and Lori for agreeing to chat, and we'll let you two, you know, decide on your own, okay?
Well, thanks for your time and setting this up. I appreciate it.
No problem. It's the Blake and Eva Show. If you're getting blown off, go to coast931.com.
Show me the hot oil rubdown!